Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Just wanted to get the full Mathis today.
I think we could all use a full Mathis.
Full Mathis.
The full Mathis.
It's the wrestling move that was never taught. There's the half Nelson and the full Mathis.
The full Mathis. It's a sleepy move.
It actually makes you feel good while you're actually being put to sleep. That's the full Mathis.
Yeah, I think after maybe losing some sleep the night before, I think a lot of us had a full Mathis last night.
I got in naps, a workout, another nap, and a full night of sleep last night. It felt great.
I know. I'm like, ugh.
To the point I was like ready to go at 2-something this morning,
unfortunately. Oh, you woke up too early?
Well, that and then the dogs. These are the people that need to rally whoever to lock in the time, right? Let's no longer change clocks.
Oh my gosh, the dogs and the kids.
As of 3, which is roughly 4 in their mind still.
Can't make the jump.
Kingston eats about half of what he used to, then he leaves it. Mm-hmm. So then he eats early, mm-hmm. and then he's not. I try to keep him on a schedule. And then I hear him walking around early in the morning,
yep.
and he's getting at accident age, and we've had plenty, so I jump out of bed, let him outside.
I know, this time change.
And then go back to bed.
It's so hard on them. Cora's been waking up at like 5 apparently all week. She's like, I don't know, Mom, I just can't. My body just can't keep sleeping.
That's exactly what it is. You're ready to go. Your body's like, we're up, let's go.
You've got an internal clock, and it's just like tick, 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 tick.
Whoop. Yep.
Time to wake up.
So do you make her stay in her room, or do you say you can go do an activity or a screen time or a...
No, I think we've had enough screen time.
Okay.
We relented. There's a game that she really, 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 really wanted, and we were kind of like not so sure that we mm-hmm. wanted because it has like access to the world. So after looking it up and seeing how we could put up all of the roadblocks and parental controls on it, we're like, okay, fine. You can have it with all the bumper rails on it. And so now she's just like, anytime she has like, please, 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 please.
She's fixated on the game.
Yes, she always wants to be on it. So no, we have to limit screen time.
Understood.
I don't want you to be up at the crack of dawn and then just be.
Do you just have her light a candle and read a book?
Yeah. Pretend it's the olden days then. If you're going to wake up at 5.
Have her read the Daily Stoic.
Pretend you're milking the cow then. If you're going to wake up at 5, milk a cow. We don't have a cow, Mom.
Go find a cow.
Find a cow.
Collect the eggs.
We only have a dog. Get his eggs.
You know what that means. Go clean up the backyard.
Yeah. Go get
by candlelight.
Those Rexy eggs.
You wear a long night shirt and hold like a Wee Willy Winky candle and go clean up the yard.
Oh, that's a stinky job.
Oh, man.
Nobody wants to do.
Welcome to Pioneer Days at Claire's house.
My goodness. Somebody's got to do it.
You know what? That's going to keep her in bed till 6.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
Yeah. Oh, suddenly somebody's sleeping.
Oh, magical.
Huh.
Look what we did. We fixed it.
Hey, thanks. Parenting the old-fashioned way.
The old old-fashioned way. So old, old has an E on the end of it. Ye old-fashioned way.
Ye old-fashioned parenting. High five.
Bam.
Woohoo.
And reward her with a shiny piece of copper.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Or a candy stick.
A lick of peppermint.
A lick of peppermint.
One lick.
Thanks, Pa.
You want to make it last.
Go back to bed in the hayloft.
Exactly, exactly. And you're a frequent flyer.
I am.
I think that you know the ins and outs of how...
I'm pretty good at booking travel, knowing how to play the games the airlines want you to play.
Okay.
I know them all.
Okay. Have you ever played this game before? Because it's a new... It was being touted as a new hack. Being a check-in chicken.
I've never heard that phrase before.
Okay. Check-in chicken, you do this. The concept is don't check in right away. Hold off as long as you can on checking in for your flight until like the last possible minute.
Okay.
The thinking is wait until the end. Maybe you get an upgrade. Maybe you get a premium seat, maybe something with like extra leg room, an aisle or a window seat, something closer to the front without getting charged extra.
I can give you 100 reasons how that's not going to work, but thanks. Good job. Good try.
And give me 100 reasons why not.
First of all, if you're flying out of Cedar Rapids, there's very limited upgraded space available. So yeah. You're not going to get chicken upgraded just because you're waiting.
It comes with significant risk.
Yes. Also, depending on your level or class of ticket, if that flight is oversold and you don't check in, you might not get on that plane.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're risking that. So no, I prefer the opposite side of check-in chicken, which is just the moment you can check in, check in.
I don't know why it's called check-in chicken, because I think it's a high risk
game. You're playing chicken, right? You're staring down the airline.
Yeah.
And occasionally you might land an upgrade, but I don't think it's worth it, because most of the time you're getting either nothing, what you already have, or you could get bumped.
Yeah.
I would not play that game.
It's
now,
not-
I totally get it. This probably came out of L.A. or New York, right, or Chicago.
Yeah, New York Post.
You have so many options and so many different airlines there.
And if it's like it's a flight that's not totally full, but a lot of the stuff out of here, I mean, the way things are
it's
going
out. It's designed to be full out of here.
Yeah.
Always. Yes.
Always. So it's not something. Not
I get it. And you know what? If you're going to do that when it's not busy travel time.
Oh,
going course. Into the holidays, I would not play check-in chicken.
Yeah. Don't play this game here.
No. You got a random flight, I don't know, mid-January?
Sure.
Give it a shot.
Play the game.
See if you get upgraded. Maybe they'll let you fly the plane.
Doesn't hurt to ask.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Okay, as I told you, there is a bag of leftover Halloween candy just sitting on my kitchen counter.
This is the candy that's been infiltrated with fruit flavors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the best, but it's not the worst, because it's still, at the end of the day,
candy.
So, yeah, we're all just kind of going through and munching it piece by piece. And so my daughter came home from school, and she's like, can I have some candy?
Of course.
Yeah, sure. I don't care. Grab a piece. So she dives in. And she gets a mini Twix bar,
mm-hmm.
and she sits down at the bar stool at the island, and
yeah.
she opens up her little Twix bar, and she looks me in the eye, and she picks the Twix up by the side, and then she eats off all the caramel.
Yeah.
And I'm watching her do this, and I'm like horrified, because I remember exactly who skins off all the caramel on their Twix when they're eating a Twix bar. It's you, Dancing Eric Hansen, the Buffalo Bill of eating Twix bars. You rip off all the caramel. You skin the caramel off the Twix bar. I'm like, oh my God, Audrey, what are you doing? Since when do you eat the candy like that? And she's like, I've always done this. I'm like, stop it. You have not. She's like, just kidding. I heard it on the radio. I'm totally messing with you, Mom. I'm like, no!
But does she prefer it? Do I have a Buffalo Bill disciple?
No, but you just found something that she can do that will get under her mom's skin that totally bugs her.
You take a Twix bar and you basically eat it outside in. So you start with the caramel on the top of the cookie, and then all that's left is cookie and chocolate, and then you skin the chocolate off, basically, and then you're left with the cookie crunch, and it's fantastic. Yes.
I won't deny that it does taste good, but it's so disturbing what you do. The method is so disturbing.
I learned it in a basement with a pit in the floor with moths flying around me.
Hey, mister, I got your dog.
Oh, put the Twix in the bucket.
Or else it gets the hose again. It puts does the this
when it's told. Put the Twix in the bucket. That's highly entertaining, and it makes me feel so, so good.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing.
Congratulations.
I've converted one.
One.
We're going one at a time. That's how Jesus did it. That's how I'm doing it. One at a time. All right. Welcome to day four of No
Ben
Burr. It's a month where we celebrate producer Ben.
Yes.
And it was a brainstorm I had Sunday. I introduced it to you on Monday, and we just ran with it.
I'm all in. I
no
love this.
Ben Burr. Each day has been just a little bit of ways to celebrate Ben.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of fun so far. I'm only day four into this thing. I know it feels weird. We started it on the 3rd of November or whatever it was on Monday.
Monday was the 4th of November, but it was the first day of having Ben back to us.
That was what it was.
So it's the first day of November when you have your producer Ben back in your life.
Well, this first week of November includes a November advent calendar. I'm going to open the door for November the 7th. Here we go. That's a fun way to celebrate Ben.
Absolutely.
For November.
Oh, remember when he let the beats drop?
That was the first week he joined the Morning Scramble. I'm just imagining in the back in a kitchen, any restaurant you've ever been to, and you just hear a noise, and then you just see beet juice come from under the kitchen door.
Right.
And you're like, what happened back there?
Bloody red. Wow.
Ben dropped the beets. Casey's has just completed its biggest acquisition ever. Casey's General Store is buying out Fikes Wholesale Chain. They're in Texas, Alabama, Florida, Mississippi. 200 stores under the brand CEFCO, convenience stores, will now all be converted to Casey's. That now takes Casey's total number of stores across the U.S. to 2,900. Founded 50 years ago, Casey's is the nation's third largest convenience store and fifth largest pizza chain.
What?
You've got Papa John's, you've got Pizza Hut,
yeah,
probably Little Caesars,
and then Casey's.
Probably somebody else, and then Casey's General Store is your fifth largest pizza chain.
I can't think of who's in front of them is the thing. Like, I can't think of who it is.
But let's take into the count that Casey's isn't in California. Like, that all started here.
Yeah.
And they're now the United States' fifth largest pizza chain.
Wild.
Still don't know the winner in Iowa's 1st Congressional District. Currently, the incumbent, Marionette Miller Meeks, leads challenger Christina Bohannon by exactly 799 votes. 99% of the votes are in. There are about 3,500 is what the estimates think that still need to be counted. We'll just have to see which way those fall. Wrap it up, the buzz. What's got us feeling all right? Matthew 25, close to wrapping up construction on three homes in Cedar Rapids that will be energy net zero. All three in time check, all designed and being built to produce as much energy as they consume. State-of-the-art solar panels, energy-efficient appliances, superior insulation. And the idea is if you can lower or practically eliminate utility costs, a family moving in that maybe has had budget problems in the past,
yeah.
Now utilities is almost a line item zero. And if not, it's very low.
That is a great idea.
You basically just found money in your house.
Yeah.
Matthew 25 currently taking inquiries. The homes will go on the market sometime later this month. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Just kind of like during the pandemic when everybody was like, oh my gosh, this is all too much. People could kind of use a breather, a reset, whatever you want to call it. And Steve Burns, the original host of Blue's Clues, is kind of like the hero that we need in a moment like this. He posted a TikTok yesterday where he's just outside, leaning on a fence, drinking a cup of coffee, just kind of like birds singing in the distance. A little bit of a moment of zen. You know, we've had a lot of back and forth lately.
Listen to that one right there.
Yeah, just taking a little bit of nature, a little bit of quiet, a little bit of peace.
Is that the bird from Hunger Games?
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Right in the back.
Oh, is that the bird from Hunger Games? I didn't think it was before. Oh, no. Oh, no. Without saying anything, it's kind of like
he didn't say anything. It was just him and bird sounds.
It's just him leaning on a fence, drinking a cup of coffee, listening to the birds in the distance, enjoying a little bit of nature, and you get to enjoy the nature along with him. And without saying anything, it's just like, hey, take a moment, have some peace.
It's like the end of CBS Sunday Morning.
Yeah,
right.
Yes, it's your moment of zen.
Yeah,
it's just,
there's a waterfall. Oh, look, a buffalo has walked across. And you just hear this.
Yeah. If you're having some trouble, if you're having a tough day, Steve from Blue's Clues.
Gotcha.
He's got your back. Thanks, Steve. He's always there, man. He's always there. And if you're ready to just jump into the holiday season, V from BTS has got your back.
I don't know them by name.
I don't either. He's got his own version of White Christmas. Christmas. It's coming out on December 6th, but here's the plot twist. It's a duet.
With?
Bing. Bing Crosby and V from BTS singing a duet together.
Kind of sounds like Michael Bublé.
I know.
He's a good crooner.
they go together well. So obviously some technical wizardry came into play.
I mean, we've had this. The one I always remember is Nat King Cole and Natalie Cole's Unforgettable.
Right.
And she sang with her dad.
With her dad.
He was dead.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, why not mash them up?
Bing died in 1977. So Bing's daughter, Mary Crosby, said, as a family, we're thrilled to have V and dad singing together on this ultimate Christmas celebration. V said he's so grateful to have had a chance to be featured on one of his all-time favorite artist, Bing Crosby. He's a huge fan, and he sang with the utmost sincerity and admiration for Bing and enjoyed singing it so much. So, very cool way to celebrate that. And I hope that we're all happy. We all had a lot of fun watching and tearing apart the dancing that was Ray Gunn, the Australian breakdancer. So much so that she has announced she is retiring from the sport.
Because we all came at her?
Yeah. After her performance at the Paris Olympics, she announced on the Australia Jimmy and Nate show, I am not going to compete anymore. She said, I was going to keep competing for sure, but it seems really difficult for me to do now to approach a battle. She said, yeah, I still dance. I still break. But, you know, that's in my living room with my partner. I feel like the level of scrutiny that's going to be there, like people filming it, that'll go online. It's just not going to mean the same thing. It's not going to be the same experience with everything that's at stake now. And it's really upsetting because now I feel like I don't have any control how people see me or see who I am. She said, I did take the Paris Olympics very seriously. She said, I worked my butt off preparing for the Olympics. I gave my all, truly, and I'm honored to have been a part of the Australian Olympic team, taking part of my Olympic debut. I really would ask everyone to stop harassing my family and my friends and the Australian breaking community and the broader breakdancing community as well. I ask you to respect their privacy. And just keep in mind, breaking is not going to be a part of the next Olympic Games.
It was a one and done?
Well, it just didn't quite make it to the LA 2028 Games. Which is
seems like it should be there, right?
You had the interest, right?
Yes.
Fortunate or unfortunate, like it got the attention. Her dancing did get our attention and people were like talking about it, good or bad or otherwise. I don't know. I think that's enough interest to move it forward.
It's just too bad that 3 minutes in her life has ruined the rest of her life. Right.
That's kind of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it's like move to another country, change your name.
Mm.
Don't tell anybody who you were.
You're in the breakdancing witness protection.
Exactly.
I don't know if it's going to work.
You're in a safe breakdancing breakdance house.
She's at a level of competition, though, where it's like everybody knows it's you.
But I don't know. Change your clothes. Gets a plastic surgery, and the next thing you know, you're representing a whole different country.
There is only one kangaroo breakdancer,
and then
that
you bring out
Ray
your
Gunn.
Kangaroo move, and they know it's you.
I know that move. That's Ray Gunn. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have an issue that we need to put to rest. Jury in a hurry. Case before the court is a message reaction an acceptable way of saying thank you?
So a message reaction is when you hold on a text message, a little bubble comes up, you get a heart, a thumbs up, thumbs down, ha-ha, exclamation points, and a question mark. That is a text message reaction.
And as two iPhone users, I don't know how Android works anymore.
I'm sure it's pretty similar.
I just know that when my sister reacts, I'm like, God, you ruined it! Anyway.
Your sister probably, it just says, sent a question mark.
Yes!
Right?
Yes! I digress.
But either way, you're not typing anything.
Yeah.
You're using the built-in technology in the phone.
Just to react.
To react.
Yeah. You don't type anything out. Okay. Our question comes from Anonymous. Anonymous writes, when did a heart or thumbs up message reaction become an acceptable way of saying thank you? More and more, I receive message reactions instead of actual words. Here's what happened recently. Case in point, I purchased a small dollar amount treat. These were $6 treats for my coworkers as a Halloween goodie.
I messaged my coworkers and let them know where to find them, and I wished them happy Halloween. I received one actual thank you and five heart emojis for what I take were meant as a thank you. The others didn't respond at all. So I ask, are message reactions a way to say thank you now? Someone once told me feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it.
That's a lovely phrase.
Signed.
Saying.
Signed Anonymous.
Thanks, Anonymous. Well, you know where I'm going to stand on this, right?
I know where you stand on this.
I believe in handwritten thank you notes.
I know you do, so preach.
And I also believe that our generations and generations and people are just getting lazier and lazier and lazier. No, a text message reaction is in no shape an acceptable way to say thank you, specifically if someone has purchased a physical item for you. Perhaps someone has given you a quick little, like, good job today in a text. It's not that hard, by the way, to type the words thank and you. In fact, it's pretty simple. Once you start typing TH, it's going to autofill the thank, and then it's going to autofill the you. It is stupid how easy it is to type thank you, yet people seem to make it really, really more convenient by just making a text message reaction. They went to the effort of getting you a gift. The effort you need to respond is equal to or greater than that. So typing thank you is the minimum. Handwritten thank you would even be better. Your reaction is just confirmation. That's not a thank you. It just acknowledges that the message has been received. Then you should thank them for the act. It's common decency. It's courtesy. And I think I get how the technology is trying to make it easier for us, but we're getting lazier and lazier, and we're forgetting the things that keep us connected. Being polite with one another and saying thank you for thinking of me and getting me something. It does not count. A text message reaction is not acceptable, says I.
You rest?
Heck yeah, I rest.
Okay, I am going to be representing those that did not say thank you.
Good luck.
You know what? Even the guilty have to be represented. That's the way the justice system works.
Justice is blind, Claire.
Justice is, yeah, no, okay. So, this was a small gift. It was a small gesture, was it not? It wasn't like it was a big, like, wedding gift or something. You got a heart, which is more than a thumbs up. They love you for getting them this gift. That is their reaction. The reaction is a convenience. And please don't hold it against a generational difference of opinion. Don't hold that against them, because I think that's what this comes down to. This case is a difference, a generational difference of opinion. They thought that what they were doing was enough. They thank you by reacting in a gesture of love. They sent you their heart, which they felt was their literal beating heart to you. And by the way, they're at work. You left for the day. Like, you are not there.
You're blaming the gift giver? Claire.
A lawyer's got to do what a lawyer's got to do.
Claire.
You're not there, and they're working. And so they're hard at work. Their sleeves are rolled up. And so they're like, I'm sorry. I'm so busy.
Working for the man. Who's not even here right now.
I'm so busy just working for a living. And I sent you a heart, okay? I sent you a heart. Here's my dun 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 heart. I cannot defend those who did not send anything. I cannot defend you at all, you guys. You are on your own. You sent nothing. Shame on you. But message reaction, they reacted, and they reacted with love.
This boils down to one word in our question, and the word is acceptable.
Is it acceptable?
Is a text message reaction an acceptable way to say thank you? I say no. I think it flies in the face of actually thanking somebody. You are confirming you got the message. You're not thanking anybody. You're just using a symbol, either a thumb or a heart. That means nothing. The fact that you took the moment to write it out, that's what we're after. I say no, not acceptable.
In this court of law, I say yes, I am defending them. And they're beating hearts. Gung, gung.
You're all in on the heart defense.
Hearts!
The heart defense is all you got.
Hey, they didn't send thumbs up. They could have just sent thumbs ups. They sent
hearts.
Who's going to win their case today? Claire or Eric? Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Hi, Jury in a Hurry is a text message reaction acceptable to say thank you, yes or no?
Not at all acceptable.
Oh, no. Thanks for out of the gate and Eric votes. We go to this phone line here. Jury in a Hurry is a text message reaction an acceptable way to say thank you, yes or no?
No.
No.
Two people that believe in the politeness
and in
of saying
in
thank
the
you.
Hurry of Jury in a Hurry, which I'm behind.
Also, I do appreciate a short answer. I will write you a thank you note. Hi, Jur, is a text message reaction an acceptable way to say thank you, yes or no?
Acceptable is a very low bar. So, yes, it's acceptable. But I will tell you, a good friend and mentor of mine, Kim Wilkerson, once told me what you reinforce is what you get. What you don't is what you lose. And if you give some half a thank you, you may not get anything in the future. So there's
I love the balance of scales on that.
Oh.
Thanks for some words of wisdom with your vote. We appreciate it.
That was nice.
Acceptable, low bar. We'll see if people agree with that premise as well.
That's interesting.
Hi, Jury in a Hurry is a text message reaction an acceptable way to say thank you? What do you say?
No.
We got another no.
No, plain and simple.
Okay, I got a 3-1 right now.
3-1.
Hi, Jur, is a text message reaction an acceptable way to say thank you? What do you say?
No.
No! That was a no with those two exclamation points after it.
That was a reaction.
I could hear that.
Yeah.
Hear that. Jur in a Hurry, text message reactions, acceptable ways to say thank you. What do you say?
I say yes.
You say yes.
Yes.
You like the convenience of it. Okay. Jur, we got you on that side. Okay, let's go back to the telephone lines. Thanks so much for holding. What do you think? Is a text message reaction an acceptable way to say thank you? Yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, we got another yes.
Yes, thank you very much,
Claire, you're on a bit of a comeback.
Oh, look at that.
Hi, Jury in a Hurry, text message reactions. Is that an okay way to say thank you? Yes or no?
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
She said it very prim and proper.
I like the way she said it.
I do, too. 5-3 right now. Hi, Jury in a Hurry, is a text message reaction an acceptable way to say thank you? What do you think?
If you actually say thank you, yes.
But if you're just giving a heart or an emoji, okay, I think that's on my side. That counts as a no.
That's a no. Oh,
all right. Could be. Oh, we lost that call, but we got to take this. This could be my last vote here.
Could be all you need.
Jury in a Hurry, text message reactions. Is that an acceptable way to say thank you? Yes or no?
No.
No.
Whoa.
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 That's
whoa.
Me.
Plain and simple. No.
No.
Takes you to what you need.
Somebody gives you something, say the word thank, and then the word you. The end.
Full reaction.
And then when you get the thank you, give them a heart.
My disappointment is palpable.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.